We don't know.
Don't know if Steve's coming or not.
Are you ready? You're being recorded.
Are you going?
You're being recorded, just so you know. Okay. Perfect, thanks. Okay, let's go ahead and call this meeting to order. It is 2:33 on Monday, September 25th. And this is the 60-plus Activity Centers Advisory Committee. Welcome, everyone. Sonia, you want to do roll call?
Sure. Ann Way?
Here.
Bryn McCormick?
Here.
Kathy Cubbing, our newest member. Terry Murphy?
Here.
Steve Lovis? Not here. Shelley Thompson?
Here.
And we have our city liaison, CM Hall, is with us.
Perfect, thank you. Have we heard from Steve?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. All righty, let's continue on with our agenda, the approval of the minutes. Everyone has had a moment to look for them. I will accept a motion to accept them as they are, or?
I just wanted to add something. Read into the minutes last time was the update of goal number one. So I actually read the whole thing during the minutes. And I have a printed copy, which I had promised the chair that I would send, that didn't get sent. So I'm just going to add that. It's, again, it's not new information, it's just information that was included in the last meeting.
Okay. And she's talking about the 23-24 goals, the end of them. So we will get those sent to everyone so you can, for goal number one, so you can see how they are done, completed. We are now working on the goals for 20, okay, what I just said was wrong. So this is the update for goal number one for 23-24. Okay, for the current year. So where were we? The minutes. Hi, Mike, nice you could get here.
Sorry, I was late.
Uh-huh.
The circus next door.
I can only imagine. Still nice to have you here.
Literally, circus. There literally is a circus at the rec center right now.
So I will accept a motion to accept the minutes as are written or one with any changes you may have.
I move to accept the minutes as written with the updated amendment to goal number one for 2023-2024.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor? Aye?
Aye.
Aye? Anyone opposed? Okay, great, terrific. Thank you. All righty. I'm kind of discombobulated, so please forgive my not being on top of it. All righty, so let's move on to the goal reports. And you have a copy of them. And then the first goal report, we're on for you, Bryn.
I'm also a little discombobulated. I will be back to you with that after maybe the next one.
Okay. Goal number two, seek out opportunities to increase diversity, equity, and inclusion for the 60-plus committee. This is a 2-to-5-year goal. The city's strategy that it matches up with is fostering collaboration, engagement, culturally competent, and inclusive outreach. Okay, so some of you know, some of you don't. My computer literally died. And I could start it. I could open a document and then I couldn't do anything. I could get on the internet and I couldn't do anything. So I have not gotten a few things done that I wanted to get done. Plus, we were in the process of finding our trailer and moving. So probably just as well, because God knows where it would have ended up at this point in time. So I will be working on that this week. So that first, what's the word? objective is not done, even though I have been thinking about it. I'm going to work on that, and I will pass that by Sonia to get her okay or not okay on that. We are still creating material in Spanish and English. And I also have not finished the outreach strategies to underserved community members, but I'm working on that. That one is a real challenging one. We have been doing it, but I just don't have the strategy written, and I want to make sure that gets done. Terry and I have been talking about reaching out to the tribe, and I didn't know who, Sletz Tribe, I didn't know who to contact, so she gave me some names and phone numbers, and I have great phone service where we are staying, so I will be able to make that call. I got that late Friday, I think, so that hasn't been done, but this week I'm hoping to get my act together and fulfill my commitments here for the 60-plus center. Okay, any questions for me?
On the, for the tribes over there in Sletz.
Yes.
If you need my help with anything, let me know, and I only say that because I have a couple of employees that are part of that tribe, their elders. So if you need pinpointed names, let me give them to you, okay?
Okay. Do you want to, would you mind sending those to me through email?
I can do that.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I've had a fair amount of experience working with the tribe when I work for the health department, and it's a slow process.
It is.
Very slow it process. What I'm hoping to do is have them come and actually do a presentation. So it shouldn't take a lot, but you know, we'll see what happens with that.
I think that we should invite one of them to apply to be on the board. I think that would be a very, very important thing to do, to have that cultural diversity sitting here with us.
That would be great. Since you know a couple people, why don't you do that?
I will do that. Seriously, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay. And when you do that, will you be sure to communicate the need for attendance and participation?
Absolutely. And then what? And then get me your email address after the fact.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that. They can look us up on the web under City of Newport. It's kind of a challenge to find us, but if they find us, they'll find out a lot about what we're doing.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions?
Is this 2324 you're looking at?
Yeah. Okay. Goal number three, former work group to focus on 60-plus activity center policies and procedures. This is ongoing. Somebody said something to me, I don't know when it was, a while back, and said, well, why is that goal ongoing? Can't you just get it done? Well, yeah, we can get it done, but it's ongoing because on a yearly basis, goals have to be, and policies and procedures have to be reviewed. So that's why it's ongoing. We're really close. I'm going to be in one day this week. I don't know what day. Bring my new computer in and rescue everything from the cloud. I have no clue how to do that. And Maya was telling Sonia that I'm hoping to type or fix the rest of the policies and procedures I have, and there aren't many. So we're getting really close to being done with the initial big push for this. Anybody have any questions about that? Nope, okay. Brynn, are you ready to report on goal one?
Yes.
Okay.
There we go. So, and this is the 2022-2023, correct? Getting confused.
23-24.
Okay, that's what we're working on now.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. It's September.
Okay,
yes.
Got it. This is what I presented at the last meeting, and I passed it out to everyone. And we discussed at the last meeting adding a goal, which was to explore Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement for EBIs and walk with ease and fall prevention program. And DPPs, which is preventing type 2 diabetes. There's also an Arthritis Association approved EEBI for yoga, and we're looking into that as well. And I'm in conversations with folks at Samaritan, which is the CCO for Medicaid in our region, and we're trying to figure out how to have them as the receiver of Medicaid. We would be a subcontractor working as a fee-for-service, but we're still We're still going through that. And I'm also working with Jennifer Valentine at Oregon Health Authority. So hopefully we'll be able to get that moving. And other than that, the rest of this was what I presented actually at the last meeting.
Okay, any questions for Bryn? Okay, goal number four. Improve community engagement to users of the facility, and this also was ongoing. City strategy is fostering collaboration engagement, primarily retiree involvement. And Dawn is not here. Terry, do you have anything to report?
We're having volunteer lunch and strategies tomorrow, and we're trying to honor our volunteers so that they know that they're appreciated. And we're going to have a little strategy thing going on and a gift for them.
Yeah, and while we're talking about that, if anybody, all of the advisory committee members are, of course, invited to that. Unfortunately, we're losing both the person who was supposed to barbecue for us, and it's going to rain anyway. I don't think we need to bring the barbecue up tomorrow. And the person who was co-organizing it with Terry. So if anybody here would be willing to come and help out, I'm thinking I might just do a rapid switch and make a salad bar instead. And I think that'd be simple to put out. But if anyone is able to come help, then you're welcome to sit down and participate after we get the food served. That's at noon tomorrow?
No. What time do you need helpers?
Between 11 and 11:30.
I'm teaching. Okay, you can count me in. John will just have to. He's a big boy. I'll come help you, Terry.
Thank you.
Welcome.
And the purpose of that is to, you know, it really does tie in well with that goal. Thank you for bringing that up, Terry, because I wouldn't have thought about it. Because the whole idea there is to get input from the volunteers about, you know, what can we do better. We have a whole series of questions that we've prepared that we're going to be doing a roundtable discussion while they're eating. It's also a chance to get the volunteers together talking to each other. Sharing ideas, sharing input, and anything that we can do to help make the 60-plus center even better.
Okay, great. Any questions for Terry?
Teaching downstairs, but the people at the luncheon are invited to come down for the last maybe 10 minutes of the class if they'd like to see what's going on with all of the new equipment. Mm, cool.
Thank you. How are we? I'm interested in this objective number three, explore possibilities of a system to provide real-time feedback on activities and events. What's going on with that?
I think that was about looking at a way to do like immediate surveys using the scanning machine. I believe that's what that's about. There has been no movement on that as far as, you know, trying to look at, and I'm not sure how feasible that would be, but I think it's something Civic Rec probably could do, that we could build in surveys. So, something I could try to move up to the top of my, to-do list. However, we are doing regular quarterly surveys, so it's not immediate. Real-time feedback, but it is once a quarter. We give surveys to every class participant, and then we're using that to put together feedback that we give to the instructors so that they know how the classes are going.
And that information also needs to be held on to for if they figure out if we have to be reaccredited or redouble-checked. So we need that info. Okay. And then the second one, create an automated process for renewing memberships. I think number three was a Dawn thing.
Most likely. So the automated process for renewing memberships, that also We just realized the other day, we used to have Jenny used to work in the office, and she was she was on an automated process to call people as soon as their their memberships were coming up to be renewed. So I just ran through with Christine, I think it was Friday morning, on Christine has taken Jenny's place to work the morning shift in the office. So anyway, I just talked to her. So it's not an automated process, but at least we're going back to contacting verbally everybody whose membership has expired recently or is going to expire within the next 2 weeks. She'll be calling them all, and that should help keep our numbers up, because I'm pretty sure it's how we got so high. We're currently at 1206 members. So it's compared to, I think it was 935 about this time last year. So anyway, as far as the automated process, that's going to be a little bit more work as well.
Okay, great. What was I going to ask about that? So you just print a print off of Civic Rec for a membership? Is that how you find out who's lapsed?
Yes, exactly. Okay. We have a way to run a report, and we'll be using that to do the automated process as well. I just have to figure out how to make that work.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Civic Rec has the capability, but I bet it does. I think it does.
I bet you it probably does.
I think it does. At least be able to generate an automated email out to each user, and then maybe we still cold call or.
Actually, I bet we could do that.
That would be awesome. Even if it's only done like on a monthly basis, mm-hmm. like the last day of September for those that are expiring in October.
Yeah.
And then the last day of the month for the next month.
Yeah.
Okay, double checking. That would be great. And then maybe the middle of the month, then Christine could make phone calls.
Mm-hmm. If they haven't renewed yet.
Yeah. So we're there would still be that personal touch. Excellent. Okay, great. Thank you. Any more questions for Sonia and or Mike about that? Or Terry? Nope. Okay. Great. Goal number 5, the host program. Create an open, friendly, inclusive, welcoming environment as visitors to the center enter the building by greeting, directing, and introducing self. And this is ongoing because we want the facility to be an open, friendly, inclusive, welcoming environment. Okay, so I have not heard from Michael about the sign. So I had a dream about him the other night, though, that I saw him somewhere, and I had asked him about it, and he acted like he didn't know who I was. So I got all mad in my dream. So it's probably just as well that was not real, because I wasn't very nice. So I will send him an email. Let's just put it this way. Whatever you call it, light that you match is really short. So it's probably best that it wasn't real. I will send him an email and get on him about that again. Judy has wanted me to send her the new updated schedule. And again, my computer is dead. It literally died. So that dot did not get done. But I am going to do them for the rest of the year. How many people have been hosting? Do you know, Terry? Just one. Okay. Well, one is good.
I'm the one that asked about the schedule.
Okay.
Yeah, she's been doing really good this month. You're there. You're doing great.
And Kathy, I know you were trying to round up some more host volunteers.
Yeah, I will. If you would like, I can help you work on a way to get some folks in. I think, Sonia, did I not hear you say that it's a specific place?
That's the goal, so that we would have the reception desk right in the center of the room, the hallway, right when you walk in, so nobody comes in and does not feel welcomed.
Excellent. Okay.
I want you to know that I do talk to people when they want to volunteer, that we do need hostess.
Good, thanks, Terry. Okay, and now something else I can see is woefully not up to date. Oh, any more questions about that goal? Okay, I want to back up and make sure I know where everybody is because this is not up to date. So, Bryn, you're working on one, goal number one?
Yes.
Do you still feel like you're okay with that?
Yes, with the addition of the Medicaid, Medicare.
Okay. Goal number two, increasing diversity, equity, and inclusion. I am still doing that. And then Shelley said she would help with that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. And then the 60-plus staff. Okay, goal number three, policies and procedures. I know Steve is on this one, and I think he's a little frustrated because there's nothing for him to do, but I really don't think he wants to watch me type, and that's really all that's happening at the moment. Perhaps when we get them all done and we take on creating new policies and procedures, he will have a role that he appreciates then. Anybody else?
Sorry. I missed. Did you say Shelley was on goal two?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Sorry.
Not 23,
I apologize.
24.
Sorry.
No problem.
23, 24. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so Anne and Steve, anybody else want to work on that? There will probably be more work, I would guess, after the first of the year when there's a bigger push for creating new policies and procedures. And then, of course, reminding Sonia that she needs to review the old ones. Which the table of contents will have the name of the goal, when it was approved, and then when it needs to be approved again. So every month, just looking in the front of the policies and procedures notebooks, and there's one set up for each, it'll be pretty easy to do and just take a few minutes, I'm thinking. Okay, goal number four, improved community engagement. So right now I have Don, Terry, and Vicki, but I know Don isn't doing that. Nor is Vicki, because she's not here. Okay, so anybody want to work on that with Terry?
What is the goal?
Oh, you can work on more than one.
I know I can. I don't want to overlook that. I'll either work on goal three or goal four.
I'll have you work on goal four then.
On four?
And Kathy, excellent. And then goal number five, right now that's myself and Terry and Kathy. Okay, Shelley, where are you gonna put your work? I've got you down for goal number two. Is there another one you wanna work on?
I really kinda wanna work on four with Terry.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, excellent. We'll get the new one out. And I totally misunderstood. This is not updated from last month's notes because I kept thinking Bryn was going to send me the notes. And so I just waited and waited. And I'm not blaming her.
No, I know.
I'm not blaming her because it wouldn't have mattered. I have a dead computer anyway. But I do apologize, and I'll get 2 months' worth of notes.
Well, this is what I just handed out to everybody, which
and
was that.
Did you send me this?
Mm-hmm. I gave it to you.
No, I mean electronically?
No.
Okay, can you send it to me electronically?
Sure, absolutely.
So that I have all of this great
absolutely.
Info. Okay, great. All righty. Any other questions about the goals? So next month, I'm going to tell you that you need to start thinking about, I'm going to remind you that you need to start thinking about goals because we actually start working on the goals in October or November because we typically don't have a December meeting only because people are traveling, it's the holidays, but we can have a December meeting and there's a December meeting scheduled that may be canceled. But I have to have everything together and to Mike by the 1st of December because he needs to have it off to city council, always by some ridiculous date like November 31st at midnight for December 1st. So we will start working on goals, so start thinking about that. And we have new members here, so you're probably new to these goals. But we come up with the goal itself, and then we try to match it to the city strategy from the 2040 plan. Yeah, that's right, from the 2040 plan. If you don't know what that is, please take the time to stop by the office and pick one of those up. We don't have to have all of our goals syncing up with the 2040 plan, but since we are a City of Newport advisory group, it's a good thing that we do. So we come up with the goals, and then we come up with the objectives. And then, of course, somebody has to say they're willing to do the work. We can look at what we currently have and decide, you know what, this is just, we're done with it. We've done everything we can do. Or, you know, this just isn't working like we would like it to. Maybe we need to change objectives. So there's a lot of work that goes into it. And almost the entire meeting will be taken up with goal work. Okay? It's actually fun, but it is coming our way. And then those goals will, we will sign off on them. We send them to the city. They say okie dokie. And then we don't start working on them until July 1st, which is the confusing as all get out part. Okay? Okay. So the host program, that goal, actually we didn't have to start working on it until July 2023, but we started working on it, geez, I don't know, December or something, long time ago. Okay, any questions about that? Okay. We were going to have a gentleman here from Parks and Recs Committee who wanted to talk about a survey. And I said, oh, okay, fine, when Sonia sent me the email. And then I thought, we've just been doing a lot of surveys, even though I couldn't have told you from my mind that she sends one out every quarter. But she said she sends one out every quarter. So I don't know how important that discussion was going to be.
So the surveys we do are with just with the classes. It's not something that I send out to my whole email list or something like that. That just goes. And yeah, I know that the person who was supposed to come from the Parks and Rec Advisory Committee probably was not able to get off work in time to make it based on the clock right now. So we can reschedule to have them come back another time. But what I can tell you, and I don't know, Mike, jump in if you can add more to this, is that I know the Parks and Rec Advisory Committee would like to work more closely together with the 60-plus Activity Center and the Advisory Committee. And like Mike has been including me on the Parks and Rec Advisory Committee notes and agendas and, you know, making sure that I know what's going on there. So same thing here, that they'd like to participate and just know how they can help us out. You know, it's important to them to let us know that they're there, that they're here to, you know, be a support and to, you know, assist in whatever way possible. Is there anything more that you could add to that?
So, you know, it's trying to find the value of, you know, instead of separating and, you know, taking on tasks separately, joining forces. And one example that the Parks and Rec Committee and the 60 Plus Committee have done a good job in the past of having joint meetings on and off annually, but I don't think it's happened recently in the last year or so. And I know COVID kind of threw things out of whack. But yeah, it's finding more of that, you know, larger group approach to projects, to ideas, to goals. That way it's more kind of uniform as it goes down the line instead of it being, you know, separate avenues that aren't talking moving forward. It's collaborating and joining forces. Great thing that happened a couple of years ago, the Bike and Peg Committee supported a Parks and Rec advisory project, and they wrote a recommendation letter from both committees to council, and the project was funded because of it, because of that joint effort. And so I think there's substance to meeting. And so, mm-hmm. you know, really just thinking from y'all's side, you know, where and how the Parks and Rec Advisory Committee can support 60 plus, but also, you know, it's kind of what fits in what box. And it might be Parks and Rec supporting 60 plus, might be 60 plus supporting Parks and Rec. Obviously, they're both the same. You know, the 60-plus facility is a Parks and Rec facility, so whatever we can do from the Parks and Rec advisory side, I am the liaison for that one, just like Sonia's the liaison for this committee. Those are the thoughts. Those are the discussions that we want to have, because the Parks and Rec Advisory Committee right now is trying to think outside the box for other stakeholders that could benefit the department and each committee. And you know, Bike and Ped is one committee that they've done this before with. And, you know, we all have 12 months or 12 meetings out of the year. And then you have a December, a July, you know, maybe meeting miss. And then you throw in a quorum, not making a quorum. And then all of a sudden you've got 9 meetings in a year. Mm-hmm. So sometimes joint meetings might not be the way to do it, because joint meetings are limited in agenda length and agenda material to discuss. And so, yeah, you know, whether it's a joint meeting, whether it's Ann and the chair for the Parks and Rec Advisory gets together and talks things through and then reports back. But I believe Charlie was the one that was going to come. And that's
right.
Kind of that beginning discussion Charlie was going to lead, because he's taking up that that side of it from the Parks and Rec Advisory Committee, creating that connection and communication with this committee. So, yeah,
okay.
Just how can we team up and do things better and better and better?
As I recall, during the last 5 years, which is since I've been here, we were once invited to a advisory committee for the Rec Center, Parks and Rec Department as visitors, and so we didn't really have any input in that meeting, and that's the only joint meeting that has taken place that I know of. And I don't know how limited we are, because we are an advisory committee and part of the city, you know, whether we can have conversations that are outside of meetings, you know, sit down and have sandwiches together. And
yeah, you totally can, as long as you're not meeting quorum. So, I mean, it's just like as if you and Ann discussed and worked on a goal together. You guys can definitely do that. It's not considered a quorum within this committee. And Ann and you can meet with two other people from that committee and discuss and then report back to this committee while they report back to the other advisory committee. But I think that's where Nancy and I have talked, and I said that we need more cohesiveness moving forward, and she agrees. And I know Ann and I and Sonia, we've talked many times, and it's the same thing. And so again, it's trying to find, will a joint meeting be the right way to do it? And then it limits more individual discussions for the committee. Even as a guest, you can discuss and be a visitor at a meeting for that as a discussion item. So, but yeah, it's just trying to make things a little bit stronger moving forward as one.
And I think that just the real foundation is missing, which is us talking to that advisory about who we are and what we do here, what the classes are that we're doing, what the, you know, even when we're open and when we're not, and hearing the same from the Parks and Rec Advisory, because I really am not, I'm not involved with the things that are going on there.
Yep.
And I really feel like I would like to be.
It's hard to do. It would be impossible probably to do one committee for the whole department, just because it's just so complex. And I even at times, when I was in sports, I was like, oh, I don't even, maybe sports should have its own thing, you know, own committee. And but yeah, there's a lot of business to be done. But I think having, you know, regular attendance on and off between a designated committee member to attend as a guest, I think that would be great.
And you have invited us to a couple of meetings, I saw. And then right before it was going to happen, I got a message saying, no, there wouldn't be time for that. I think that was in April or May. And then there was one not too long ago, and Sonia said, no, Ann, you don't need to go, because I go and I already give a report. So,
well, and that's something, you know, on the Parks and Rec Committee side, they're, as I started learning more and how they operate, I was like, well, how often do you hear from the managers, the divisions? And they're like, well, we just hear it through the department head report. I'm like, well, you should at least one meeting out of the year meet with Sonia and have her come in and talk about the facility, meet with Judy, you know, all the division managers. And it's gone well, but I think that's where hearing from the committee here on this side and creating that connection, you know, whether it's in this meeting setting, whether it's in you know, the Parks and Rec Advisory meeting setting in the evening or as a joint meeting together. We, the Parks and Rec Advisory, I think it's this month, is meeting jointly with Bike and Ped.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. They're meeting with Bike and Ped, I think, this October.
October 10th.
Thank you. It's like my conscience is talking to me.
So October 10th, okay.
But October 10th, and they're going to discuss, obviously, Bike and Ped goals are envisioned as this big, but Parks and Rec is that big that pertains mm-hmm. to Bike and Ped. Right. But that's where the box, what fits in the box, and the mm-hmm. box will be what pertains to Parks and Rec okay. in relation to Bike and Ped. That. And then projects or success stories can be told about. That's when those type of discussions and dialogue can happen, I think. It'd be great.
Okay. Well, my Riley girl's surgery was supposed to be today, and they changed it to October 10th. I got to get my girl in. So when is their meeting in November?
Their meeting in November.
And the meeting, the October meeting is at 5:30, I think.
Yeah. So all their meetings now are first Wednesday of each month at 5:30. So November 1st at 5:30 here in City Council Chambers.
Okay.
And then obviously October 10th is a joint meeting. That's going to be on a Tuesday.
Yes.
At 5:30.
Well, I know I can't do that one because I'll have my girl out of surgery and she's more important than all of you. Sorry.
And then December 6th is the other meeting.
Okay.
Mike, is there an October 4th meeting?
There won't be. Okay. Just to respect everybody's time on the committee to not do a meeting then the following
week. December 10th?
No.
December 6th?
What did I say?
The 10th.
You
December
said
6th.
Okay.
It's
okay.
And no November yep. meeting.
October yes. 10th, November 1st. November 1st, and December 6th. Those okay. are the next three meetings.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I, honest to God, don't know where I will be, but if I don't have to travel too far, I will drive at night and I can get myself here. So, you know, if nothing else, I can,
we can
take a nap.
We can do a phone call in or Zoom. We still do that on a random occasion. So
if
you wanted to attend, I'll mention it to Nancy that you're interested or
just,
someone is interested. In
sit and watch and, yeah.
Okay. So we can do that too, Ann, and get you on as an agenda item to talk.
Oh, okay.
If you want.
Okay, sure. Well, yeah, because in December then I could talk about our new goals.
Perfect timing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me write that down, because if I don't write it down, it never happened. I never said it. Okay. New 24, 25. That just sounds ridiculous. Goals. Okay. Got it. Any other questions for Mike or Sonia about Parks and Rec?
So anyone can come and watch as a visitor.
Yep.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, it's a Perfect. It's a public
it's
open meeting. Yeah,
like
so
us.
You can attend as
Perfect.
Anybody. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Sonia.
Okay, so the August supervisor's report was attached to the packet. I'll talk a little bit about what's happened in September, and then I don't write the report until the end of the month. So. We had a fantastic event this past weekend in association with the Pride, Newport Pride 2023. And the 60-plus Activity Center hosted the Drag Bingo, which was an overwhelming success to the point where we had to turn people away because there were so many people that were attending. Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, CM, for putting together a great event.
I will share my remarks and acknowledgments after your report.
Okay, all right. Let's see, we had our final hike of the year, of the season. It's just getting too cold and wet now. And that was, they went to Hasita Head. The bus went last Thursday, I think it was. And, you know, the hikes have been very well attended. We're going to change those up a little bit next year to form two different groups. So one's a beginner slash intermediate group, and one would be a more advanced group. Just we're finding that, you know, not everybody's able to do like the Hasita Head Trail is a little too difficult. We, like I already mentioned, the volunteer appreciation lunch that's coming up next week. And boy, I can't think. We just have so many things going on. Mentioned the numbers already of our members. So I think that that's pretty good. We do have a number of events coming up in October and November. And this coming Wednesday, September 27th, is our monthly birthday lunch. So if anybody is able to come and help out with that, I actually don't have a dishwasher until 1 o'clock. So if anybody wants to come and wash dishes, that would be greatly appreciated. Or help serve food. I know somebody who just got their food handler's card today. Congratulations, Terry. That's this Wednesday. The coming up in October, there will be a Halloween festival that the association is putting on, and that's going to be on Halloween, October 31st, from 2 to 4 p.m., which is a Tuesday, I believe. And in November, we have started working on our community Thanksgiving meal, which is going to be another fantastic event. I have a large group of people who are going to help us again. Can always use more help. So anyone who wants to assist, we are working with the Lieutenant Michelle is the running the Salvation Army here in Newport now. She's going to help us try to source the food. I have the folks that from the 2022-2023 Leadership Lincoln class that helped us put together the community Thanksgiving last year that are still working with us this year, plus additional folks. So again, that's open to anybody who wants to help, just let me know.
And that's the Sunday before Thanksgiving?
Yes, it'll be Sunday, November 19th. So we'll be cooking on the 18th, which we don't need too many people for that. We will have specific tasks and times set aside. So, you know, like peeling potatoes from 8 to 10 a.m. or something like that. As we get closer, you'll be able to sign up for just to help with specific tasks on that day. And then on Sunday, the 19th, we'll have the two seatings. I think it was with 11 and 1. We will also do the Meals on Wheels delivery of prepared meals before we do the seated meals. And then we feed the volunteers in between the 11 and 1 o'clock meals. So,
will you have the same chef running the kitchen?
Yes, Julia. Julia Dobie's an amazing person. She's just an incredible. And yes, she will be running the kitchen. We do actually have the help of the Meals on Wheels chefs as well, will be helping us.
What time on the 18th? Same as last year?
Yeah, it's going to be, again, last year was just kind of a drop in whenever you could. So this year it's going to be task.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Task timetables. So, okay.
Do we get in touch with you or?
Yeah. Let me know, and I can. Anyone who wants, I've got a group of people that just want to be kept informed. If you want to be put on that email list, you'll get all the invites and all the notes. I've got one person I will add. I can add you too as well.
Thank you.
CM. I know that Mike said what you were going to say before, so I didn't call on you, but I know you wanted to speak now.
Yeah, what's that about? No, just kidding.
He does that all the time.
Wait, are we officially done? I'm writing all my notes, so hold on a second. Okay. I literally turned on my mic so I had both hands free so I could, like, really think my thoughts. But I wanted to say, when you're going over your 2023 to 2024 goals and you were looking at your Parks and Rec Advisory Committee and talking about that, I cannot think of a more perfect example of collaboration and connection and essentially like interdepartmental communications and support than how Newport Pride came off this weekend. Because Sonia's team with the volunteers there, Mike's team with the volunteers at the rec center, like you are checking off boxes, right? It's not even just like that you all were there and so a part of everything, but like the signal boost that we got from the 60 Plus Center newsletter that Sonia puts out, right? I love that newsletter, by the way. I've been meaning to tell you that. It was just so helpful, right? To like have that. But But it wasn't just like phoned in. It was being present. It was showing up for not just the event at the Drag Bingo at the 60 Plus Center, but it was showing up for all of the events. And to see people there and to have that, there wasn't an assumption like, well, if you're here, you must identify. Nope. We saw so many allies come out, right? Like, it means everything. So if you are like, are we meeting our goals around diversity, equity, and inclusion? I can sure say I saw it. I felt it. So I just really want to acknowledge that. I also want to give shout outs to the volunteers from 60 Plus that were wrangled, Jamie and Vince, and Jim Graham was also key for the Drag Bingo. And I barely even saw the rec center because I was running other events. But Jenny and you, Mike, and Trish, and just the whole team there, right? We had one person, is my understanding, one person out of the whole weekend who was a cranky pants, who was just maybe not the most friendly LGBTQ friendly person at the rec center. But other than that, this was we made city services and facilities a safe space. And that is critical, right, for how we are perceived mm-hmm. here in Newport. So I just wanted to also give a shout out to my new favorite person, Frank. I remember Frank's last name, but Frank helped us make bingo a reality, and he was fantastic, and I'm so grateful. So it's not nothing. It's actually everything, and it's noticed. When you're a marginalized population, you notice the helpers. You notice the allies, right? Yep. Mr. Rogers says, look for the helpers. Y'all are helpers. Whether you were there or not, that the city supported that event. So I feel like I need to go off on that. I'm going to change subjects really quick here and say, so I just want to make sure I'm very clear with my gratitude. Thank you for being a part of it. Another committee, the Destination Newport Committee, helped fund it in a big way, right? I mean, it wasn't solely our source of funds, and I'm not officially on the board of Newport Pride, but I started it. But it meant so much to have that. It just meant so much. Lastly, I just want to say this morning, the city council met in a special meeting to interview candidates for the vacant city council position. And we had four applicants who stayed in the race. There were a couple more who applied or disqualified or opted out, but we selected Robert Emond, E-M-O-N-D, Emond is how he pronounces his last name, and he is retired, so I, you know, maybe we'll find a new substitute or alternate liaison for 60 Plus. I don't know what his committee ships will be, but I just wanted to mention that because he'll get sworn in at the second meeting in October. So just so you know that now we have a full council, and it's nice to have seven again. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just wanted to share that.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Craig, the advisory committee voted on Craig's nomination last year. It ended up in a tied vote, which according to the bylaws is not approved. Craig was informed and actually is fine with the decision and he will not pursue applying again.
Sorry, Sonia, I thought you were going to tell everybody. So that's my apology. Sonia did tell me. And I thought she was going to tell everybody. And, you know, I could, again, my computer, I could get into email and it would show me there were new emails, but I couldn't open them. So, you know, probably a good thing it died because it was going to end up in the middle of 101 anyway and have a great big truck run over it. So I just quit looking through it that way.
It is in the minutes.
Yeah. Craig has a real connection with the center, the 60 Plus Center, in that he is there and talking with people who use that facility much more than many of us on the advisory are. So I hope that he does stay connected and that we get some information from him about, you know, taking the temperature kind of the room and seeing what's going on with folks there.
Also, I told him we do have a couple more boards that he could apply to. And I told him one of them was in November and it's an open to the public meeting, so I told him to think about it.
Good, okay.
Can I add to that? What Terry's referring to is the association's annual meeting. And do you know the date off the top of your head on that?
I have it.
Okay, good, because they would like you to come, anyone else from the advisory committee, but specifically they have requested that you attend.
They already asked me. Yeah. Yay. That is November the 15th. It's a Wednesday. I don't know what time. All I got was afternoon, but I had it on my calendar for a couple of months. Anyone else is available to go too, not just me.
And where is it located here?
In the center.
Oh, in the center.
Yep.
Okay. In the multi-purpose room.
Okay, were there any comments brought forward from the public?
No.
Okay. All righty. The next meeting then is scheduled for October 23rd, and that'll be at 2:30. We will have the same agenda items we have now. Plus, I'm going to start tickling your ears and thoughts about goals. It'll just be a real broad conversation. You know, like how do we feel we're doing? Do we feel like what we're doing is worthwhile? Do we need to change or what do you think? And so we'll just kind of talk about our current goals first before we then move on to if we want to add any more goals. Okay, any questions about that? No. Okay. Any other things for good of the order? No. Okay. It is 3:24 on Monday, September 25th, and we will go ahead and close this meeting of the 60-plus Activity Centers Advisory Committee. Thank you for your service. Stay safe and dry, and I will see you all next month.